Consumers are shopping early for deals this holiday season. That's why you need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code Howie3 at checkout.
It's time to see Shen Yun, a show banned in China but inspiring millions around the world. Experience the magnificence of China before communism.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Is the most important thing you can do to prepare for your holidays?
Are you going to say it again?
Is to get your updated COVID vaccine.
Since we've been vaccinated, how dangerous is it to be near our grandchildren? They have not been vaccinated beyond what's required in the schools.
Right. Well,
is he doing it again? He's doing it again.
Vaccination again is the answers.
Why won't you go away?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
An energy department official is accused of stealing luggage from Harry Reid International.
Look at that, he did it again.
Sam Brinkin, a deputy assistant secretary in the Biden administration.
Bad dog, bad dog.
The 8 News Now investigators learning a felony warrant has been issued. Brinkin is accused of similar crime in the Minneapolis-St. Paul airport.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon. Bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you would like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon, for that matter. By the way, Kelly's Roast Beef, one of my favorite spots in Massachusetts. It's called roast beef, but I like the I like the seafood better myself. I prefer that. The whole belly fried clams, the clam chowder is fantastic. Everything is great at Kelly's Roast Beef. Today, University Park, Florida will become home to the state's first Kelly's Roast Beef location. Soon to follow will be additional locations in South Pasadena and Founders Square in Naples, Florida. That's great. And this is being opened by RA Ventures Hospitality. They own the 110 Grill. They own Aviva Trattoria, among other places. And the chief operating officer at RAV Hospitality says in 2023, we'll see double digits for new Kelly's roast beef locations in the Sunset State. Excellent. Excellent. Need a place for, we've been needing a place in Florida, lots of places in Florida for full-bellied clams, full-bellied fried clams. Forget about those strips. They don't make it. You need those full-bellied fried clams. Kelly's is a great, great spot, and I'm looking forward to going there. I hope they get a little further north into Palm Beach County, but that's close enough, close enough. It's Fort Lauderdale, basically. 844-500-4242. So I was telling you about what Jim Jordan did to this, the Reverend, that I'm putting air quotes around that, Schenck. And he has his brother who's also Reverend Paul Schenck. And I think Reverend Paul Schenck, that's his first name, Reverend. You know, these guys, you know, they have no credibility whatsoever when they call themselves evangelical Christians. And so Jim Jordan really busted him. And so the first thing he said was he's talking about what did Chief Justice Rehnquist really say the Reverend for the first time ever when he was mentioning a case that they were going to talk about? Cut 13.
Did Chief Justice Rehnquist really say that the way I just read it from your book?
I can't say that I remember.
Well, you're pretty darn specific here. You got the number, case number 95-1065. Very next word says Reverend Paul Schenck. You made it a big deal. Thought it's the first time it's ever happened. I'm just asking, did it really happen?
I wish I could tell. I would have to go back and review that.
So it may not have?
Possibly not.
It's like that FBI agent in the Whitey Bulger trial. When he said, "Were you quoting the last words of one of Whitey's victims. Were you there?" "No, I was not." "Well, how do you know?" "Oh, my ghostwriter came up with that." Your ghostwriter, that's, he's supposed to be writing what you tell him. But this was the same kind of put down as that guy, his name was Fitzpatrick, got. So then the guy says that he winked at his brother because they were so happy that they had trolled the Supreme Court and gotten them to say reverend when they'd never done that before in 200 years of American history. Of course, it didn't happen. That's the whole point here. Cut 14.
Why do you say possibly not? You were emphatic in your book.
I would have to go back.
We did go back, and I got the transcript right here. Proceedings, 10:05 a.m., Chief Justice Rehnquist. We'll hear argument first this morning in number 95-1065, Paul Shank and Dwight Saunders versus Pro-Choice Network of Western New York. Did you hear it?
I did.
Was there a word missing?
Title, Reverend.
Yeah, wasn't in there. In your book, you said it was a big deal, so much so that you winked at your brother. Did you wink at your brother?
Yes.
What'd you wink for if it wasn't in the title?
Well, it was our case.
But you said you winked because they included Reverend in the title, and the transcript says Mr. Rehnquist didn't.
Perhaps not.
Perhaps not? I think the Reverend is busted. This was a great exchange. The only thing I wish Jordan had added was, is one of the Ten Commandments about telling the truth? Which commandment says thou shalt not lie? Reverend Shank. Were you raised in an evangelical church, Reverend Shank? Or are you a convert? So here's after he plays the audio clip. Jordan plays the actual audio clip of Chief Justice Rehnquist introducing the case. Cut 15.
Reverend, did you hear that?
I did.
Was there a word missing that's different from what you put in your book?
A title, yes.
What was that title?
Reverend.
Reverend was not there, right? Did you wink at your brother?
I think I did. In fact, I think I actually...
Oh, wow.
...hooked him.
So now you got more details. You got the key detail wrong, what you were writing about in your book, but now you remember an additional detail. You not only winked, you elbowed your brother.
Even though
the reason for the wink in your writing was the fact that Reverend was using the title, something that had never been done, but it wasn't used.
603, why does the Supreme Court never say Reverend? I don't think they want to say any titles. I mean, if it was Charles Schumer, they wouldn't say Senator Charles Schumer or Majority Leader Charles Schumer. It would just be Charles Schumer. Because, you know, somebody would come up with some phony baloney title, like Reverend, in the case of the Shink brothers. So now again, this is the same guy who says that he was told by someone who was told by Alito that they had leaked the information about the abortion or the Hobby Lobby decision, whatever, one of those pro-Christian decisions of the Supreme Court. So Jordan's busted him, totally destroyed his credibility. And so he asked him about, you know, now you're making this stuff about Alito, which is hearsay, which is denied by both of the people who were involved in it, but somehow you want us to believe you because you're the Reverend? Cut 16.
But we're supposed to believe you today. We're supposed to take your word over Justice Alito's word. We're supposed to take your word over a lady who gave you dollars donated to your cause, Miss Gail Wright. You're disparaging her name, Justice Alito's name, and the court, and you have this, which obviously didn't happen. We got the transcript, we got the audio, but you made it a big deal in your book. One thing I've learned, people who mislead folks on small things mislead them on big things. And you know what? You can lie in a book, it's not a crime. You can lie to the New York Times, that's not a crime. But when you come in front of Congress and you say things that are not true, you're not allowed to do that. You're not supposed to do that.
Actually, ranking member, soon to be chairman, I'm a Democrat, so I can do whatever the hell I damn well please. It has nothing to do with being a reverend. I'm a Democrat. That's my protected class. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Biden is still the president. The red wave not happening was not what the stock market was expecting nor hoping for. the pre-election rally in equities may be over. There are many predictions. There's going to be a severe recession early next year. There are all kinds of layoffs going on across the board. There are energy shortages. There are so many reasons for you to be protecting your assets right now. In times of political and economic crisis like we're in right now, historically, investors have turned to tangible assets. That means precious metals. You need to think about doing the same. Monetary gold makes the process easy. What we are seeing is a once-in-every-generation opportunity. Some analysts predict gold going as high as $5,000 per ounce. A network analyst is predicting $15,000 in 3 years. Monetary Gold has a new guide available. The title is Five Money Mistakes That Could Crush Your Retirement in the Next 6 Months. Also included is the nation's number one most requested asset protection guide for more than 20 years. Inside, you will learn the one secret investment of the top 1% and how to protect your retirement from a runaway spend and tax federal government like the one that we are suffering through right now. To order your guide today, call 1-800-267-6500. That's 1-800-267-6500. Monetary Gold is rated a top 5 with the Better Business Bureau for 22 years, as well as with Consumer Affairs and Retirement Living. My listeners who open a qualified account now will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To find out more, call 1-800-267-6500. That's 1-800-267-6500. 1-800-267-6500 or go to monetarygold.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this. And now let's look in on a typical Howie Carr family Christmas.
He cleaned out the icebox as quick as a flash. Why, that Grinch even took the last can of Who Hash.
Yum, 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 yum. Howie Carr is back.
Yum, yum, yum.
I think my favorite cartoon of the week was yesterday. It was a picture of Elon Musk as the Grinch, and he was taking away the little bird, the Twitter bird, from the liberals' Christmas tree, the Grinch who stole Christmas. It's so appropriate. They are so beside themselves. They are so busted, and they lied. And again, they're not going to suffer any consequences of lying to Congress when they were brought, any more than Schenck is going to suffer any consequences. You know, any more than Eric Holder or Lois Lerner back in the Obama years suffered consequences from lying to Congress, or James Comey, or Strzok, or any of them. They're Democrats, or Clapper, or Brennan. I could go on and on and on naming them, but it's still good to see them busted. We'll play some of these cuts of them, of Dorsey. The guy looks like he's been called from Central Casting, sent by Central Casting to a casting call for a movie about the Manson gang. He could be Charles Manson himself, actually, you know, with those bug eyes and that beard. He's a weird guy. He's a weird guy. He was involved in this. Maybe not as much as some of the other ones, Joel Roth and Vijay and the other guy, the guy that came here from India in 2006 and immediately got involved in trying to shut down the First Amendment rights of 330 million people who were here and were citizens and had been here all along, or who had immigrated here because they believed in freedom of speech. It's great to be. These guys all went to Stanford too. You know, this guy that was the CEO from India, he went to Stanford. Now there's some new guy whose name has been popping up. He looks like he's of Iranian descent, and he went to Stanford too. He's from San Francisco, and of course, SBF's girlfriend, Caroline Ellison, she went to Stanford. And SBF's parents were teachers at Stanford. So Stanford's getting right up there with Harvard and Yale as a real hotbed of the fundamental transformation of America. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Plan your winter getaway at the Nauset Beach Inn. Ocean view rooms are priced from just $119.99 during the week and $149.99 a night on weekends through March. Book online at NausetBeachInn.com. That's NausetBeachInn.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
How important is Senator Kyrsten Sinema's decision to leave the Democrat Party and become an independent? Somewhat important, very important, or won't change anything?
Won't change anything, in my opinion.
53% say won't change anything.
Someone texted me just now and said it's important because it gives Democrats who aren't all in on the fundamental transformation of America a place to go. But how many of Democrats are there left, especially at the national level, who aren't all in on the fundamental transformation of America? There's Tulsi Gabbard. Oh, that's right. She's not a Democrat anymore either, is she? That's about it, isn't it? I mean, and again, you have two of the most liberal Democrats in the Senate claim to be independents. Bernie Sanders from Vermont and Angus King from Maine. And I think Kyrsten Sinema is a little better than them. And, you know, she's
blah, blah,
been...
Blah, 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 blah.
But, you know, I don't know. 844-500-4242. If she switched to the Republican Party and it was still 50-50, then that would mean something. That would be more important because that would hamstring them in their plans for the fundamental transformation of America. Hamstring them somewhat, but that's not in the cards. 844-500-4242. This is Jack Dorsey. Now, let me ask you, is this perjury? From what we now know about what they were doing at Twitter, he was in front of Congress. This is Jack Dorsey, the former CEO of Twitter. Cut 22.
If it's okay with all of you, I'd like to read you something I personally wrote as I thought about these issues. I'm also going to tweet it out right now. I want to start by making something very clear. We don't consider political viewpoints, perspectives, or party affiliation in any of our policies or enforcement decisions. Period.
You're a liar. Period. Once upon a time, you would have gotten indicted for perjury, or obstruction of justice, or at least you would have been cited. There would have been what they call a criminal referral. They will have none of those criminal referrals now, though, will we? 844-500-4242. Let's see here. Jeremiah, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jeremiah.
Hi, Howie. Thank you for having me on your show, but also I want to thank you for stressing the freedom of speech. That's what's made us the exceptional country that we are. That's the only reason we've got American footprints on the moon and American footprints in the Marianas Trench. And people just don't understand that. That's what makes us an exceptional country. It was freedom of speech that bred abolitionists during the Civil War and countered Jefferson's words and didn't counter him words, but said, look, you know, we're all created equal. And the rest of it, I mean, if we didn't have that debate, you wouldn't have had abolitionists. If we didn't have that debate, we'd still be under British rule. And I just don't want any more infringements on freedom of speech. I'm sick and tired of congressmen getting up there and say, well, you can't say that because who are you to tell an American what they can say?
Well, yeah, Ted Lieu today, the congressman from California, was saying, well, you know, they should have censored these people who were saying who were COVID deniers. Jeremiah, what is a denier? You know, they call it a Holocaust denier, so that's the worst thing that you can be, right? So they now anytime they want to just tar someone and, you know, render him socially banned or canceled, they just say you're a denier, climate denier. You're a COVID denier. What the hell does that mean? It means nothing, absolutely nothing. And you're right. They've moved from we didn't do any. Mark Hemingway said this in The Federalist. He tweeted this out. He said, "We have moved in a matter of days from Twitter didn't censor anybody to the new fallback position is Twitter deserved to censor those people. Those people deserved to lose their First Amendment rights because they weren't toeing the line. And that means the Democrat Party line. We'll be back with Masterpiece Theater. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
As you know by now, there is a lawsuit. It was initially filed by the Attorneys General, Republicans of Missouri and Louisiana, a civil lawsuit alleging that there was a conspiracy between big tech and the federal government to censor COVID deniers. I'm using that word again, deniers, and accuse them of misinformation. And supposedly the federal government conspired with big tech, you know, all of the social media platforms, whether it's Twitter or Google or Facebook, et cetera, et cetera. So the saint of COVID, Dr. Anthony Fauci, was questioned on Thanksgiving Eve. He gave a 7-hour deposition under oath. And he was questioned by the lawyers for the AGs, one of whom is now the senator-elect from Missouri, Eric Schmidt. The other one is going to run for governor of Louisiana. I think his name is Jeff Landry. And they've been joined by other plaintiffs. And so we got the transcript earlier this week of the deposition, the official transcript. And sometimes we like to do we like to recreate depositions. And so we're going to do, we call it Masterpiece Theater. So yesterday was Act One, where Fauci was talking about masks. And today is Act Two, where Fauci is talking about social media. And of course, he's 82 years old, so he claims that he doesn't have much knowledge of masks. In the role of Dr. Anthony Fauci is yours truly, Mr. Howard Carr.
Sequel's always worse than the original, so...
In the role of the interrogator, a lawyer for the Mr. Sauer. Mr. Sauer will be played by Ms. Curley, Grace Curley.
Hello.
And the lawyer, Mr. Kirshner, who basically has two words, objection, ambiguous.
But you ruined objection. It again. You spoiled all my lines yesterday, and the one line I have today, you already give away.
That's right. There aren't as, Mr. Kirshner doesn't have as many lines today. I'm just looking at it. I'm sorry, Taylor. All right. Well, let us begin today with, again, this is the recreation of the Thanksgiving Eve deposition of Dr. Anthony Fauci, the saint, being questioned by the attorneys for the plaintiffs, the attorneys general of Missouri and Louisiana.
Twitter and WeChat are social media platforms, correct?
Yes, I guess so. I don't know about WeChat, but I know what Twitter is. I don't know.
You don't know what WeChat is?
I don't do social media, so I'm not familiar with them.
Is that a Chinese-based social media platform?
I don't know.
Okay. Do you remember Jeremy raising concerns about the chat on Twitter and WeChat or other social media platforms about the virus's origins?
No, I'm not. This is not ringing a bell with me.
Well, let me ask you this. Did you ever have concerns about what people might be saying on social media about the virus's origin?
Objection. Ambiguous.
You know, I'm so disassociated from social media. I don't have a Twitter account. I don't do Facebook. I don't do any of that. So I'm not familiar with that. I've never gotten involved with any of that.
Do you know anyone who works for a social media platform?
Do I know somebody who works for a social media platform?
Or at this time?
Well, I've had communications with Mark Zuckerberg in the past, who was, done, I believe, 3 outward FaceTime discussions encouraging people to get vaccinated.
Do you know anyone else who works for a social media platform other than Mark Zuckerberg?
When you say, do I know somebody who works?
Like, do you have acquaintances, people that you know, who work at social media platforms?
Well, a person who used to work as a social media engineer for Twitter was my daughter.
Oh, your daughter worked for Twitter.
She used to, yes.
Did you ever, when she was working at Twitter, did you ever discuss with her the content of stuff that was posted on social media platforms?
No.
Did you ever discuss with her the origins of the virus or concerns about the origins of the virus?
No, she has no interest in that.
Was she, what was her role in Twitter?
I believe she was a software engineer.
Does she still work at Twitter?
No.
When did she stop?
Over a year ago.
Do you know anyone else who works at a social media platform?
No.
Other than Mark Zuckerberg and your daughter?
Do I know anyone else who works at a social media platform? To my knowledge, no. I have done a number of podcasts and interviews on Instagram, but I don't think those people work for a social media platform. I mean, I've done Instagrams with Steph Curry. I don't think he works for media. He's a basketball player. But he uses his Instagram account to get me to talk with him about encouraging people to get vaccinated.
Here's a report in The Hill. If you see that at the top, the headline is Twitter suspends 9 accounts of Chinese virologist who claimed claimed the coronavirus was made in the lab, correct?
That's what it says.
Does this incident ring a bell? Were you aware of an incident like this, were you aware of a Twitter suspending the account of a Chinese virologist who claimed it was removed from a lab?
You know, Mr. Sawa, I might have been brought to my attention then. I don't recall this. If you show me this now and ask me the question, do I recall this? I'd be happy to say, I don't recall. Is it possible that back then somebody said, hey, you know, Twitter suspended a Chinese virologist's account? And I would have went, okay, and move on to other things I do in life. This is not something that would be catching my attention because, you know, the social media and Twitter, I told you, I don't have a Twitter account. I don't tweet. I don't do Facebook. I don't do anything. So social media stuff, I don't really pay that much attention to.
Let me ask you a new question then.
Sure.
Are you familiar with the social media platform Reddit?
Reddit?
R-E-D-D-I-T.
I've heard that term, but...
Are you aware that Reddit also censored the Great Barrington Declaration along with Google?
Again, I'm not even sure what Reddit is, and so I don't think I could be aware of its censoring. If I did, was aware at one time... It certainly didn't register as something I would want to remember.
Have you ever heard of YouTube?
Have I ever heard of YouTube? Yes, I have. There you go. I've heard of one thing, yeah.
Were you aware that YouTube actually amended its terms of service in October of 2020 to clarify that it would remove content related to the Great Barrington Declaration?
I don't know for sure whether someone pointed that out to me, but again... With the repetitive theme that I keep saying, if I was aware of it, I would not have paid much attention to it.
If you were aware that a video did have 17 million views, would it bother you as a doctor who is concerned about the dissemination of misinformation and disinformation about COVID treatments?
I don't know what 17 million views means. What's the denominator? Is 17 million a large amount? Mm-hmm. Is it a small amount? I don't go on social media, so I don't know what 17 million views means.
I deserve an award for not cracking during that performance with that voice.
You were trying to spook Dr. Fauci by chuckling and like that. How about when he says, I would have went? I would have went? What is he, KJP? I would have went. I would have gone, I think is the way it would be said, isn't it, grammatically?
I also don't believe that someone who's on every podcast known to man, who's on every Instagram account, who's constantly in front of the cameras, really doesn't know anything about Twitter or Reddit or any of these things. I just don't believe that. He strikes me as the kind of guy who Googles himself a lot.
Our choices was.
There she is. Our choices was. A choice. Yeah, you're right.
Our choices was.
You know, they say of politicians, you know, that he would go to the opening of an envelope. That's the way Fauci is with podcasts.
Yep.
He's been to the green room, the red room, the orange room, the yellow room, the blue. He's been everywhere. It's some days, you know, not so much now. He just goes to the really slobbering chat shows on Sunday morning. But some weeks in 2020 and 2021, he would make all four or five of them. Every Sunday.
Yeah, and you know what else, Howie? I've said this once or twice, but I think it's worth repeating. After the seven-hour deposition, which, as we've pointed out several times, was on Wednesday night before Thanksgiving, he then spent the Thanksgiving weekend doing the morning show rounds. And this is a guy who's going to retire, what, like this week? And it's the Thanksgiving. Do you know anyone who would do that? They sit through a seven. Howie, if you sat through a seven-hour deposition, I think you'd take the weekend off.
Right. A hostile deposition.
Yeah. And then you have a holiday weekend. You're 80-something years old, and you're on the cusp of retirement, and you do all the morning shows? There's something so strange about that to me.
Yeah. I know. I think it really does take a lot out of you to say, I don't recall more than 200 times. You know? Because, you know, when you're saying, I don't recall, you're basically saying, I'm not gonna give you something to a smoking gun to hit me with.
Yeah,
you know, I'm not gonna. You're lying. Basically.
You're telling them that whatever they're asking is something worth drilling down on because you're afraid it's going to come back to bite you.
Right, right. But he's really something. And you know, I was so happy to see Rand Paul say that. You know, that this deposition and all these appearances on the Sunday morning shows, this isn't the end. That Rand Paul still wants a crack at him. And you know, why can't they just swear? Why can't the House just swear Rand Paul in as of counsel? You know, they always have lawyers asking these questions at a lot of these hearings anyway. You know, make of counsel. That's all they have to do. And Rand Paul used to be a member of the House of Representatives anyway. He knows all these guys.
True.
He played baseball with some of them. He was dodging bullets with some of these guys back in 2017, you know, when the Bernie bro was going after him. But anyway, thank you, Grace. I appreciate your help in this. And Taylor, that was a good. You did a good job.
I had to give it my all on that one.
You know, it was really.
Would you like to recreate your moment of greatness?
Objection, ambiguous.
It's just as good the second time around. You have to see these movies more than once to catch all the nuances, you know. All right. Okay, we'll be back. We'll take your phone calls in just a moment. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Dr. Houghton of Perfect Smiles is a superb dental architect. When it comes to dentistry, he's the best at what he does. He fixes your teeth, your smile, but what he really does is build the self-confidence of his patients. When you have a smile that you are proud of, it builds confidence in your professional life and your personal life. The better you look, the better you feel, and that helps every aspect of your life, every interaction you have daily. If you're not afraid to smile, every other part of your life becomes so much easier. It's a cliche, but it's true. You only have one chance to make a good first impression, and a lot of that first impression is your smile. If you're not afraid to smile, you can make that good first impression on whoever you meet. If you've been procrastinating for more than 2 years, closer to 3 years now, about going to the dentist for whatever reason, don't postpone your visit any longer. The longer you wait, the more of a headache, the more of a hassle it's going to be. Whether you need a simple checkup or a teeth cleaning or something more significant to get your mouth back in working order, the very best place to go is Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire, best dental office I've ever been to. Top to bottom, Dr. Houghton, the dental hygienist, the receptionist, everybody there is 100% professional. You will agree with me. It's the best dental office you've ever been to. 2023 will be here before you know it. You have the opportunity now to go into the new year with more confidence than ever before. Have you thought about Perfect Smiles for years but never called? Take care of yourself. You deserve it. Call Perfect Smiles right now in Nashua, New Hampshire. They are conveniently located off Route 3 and have plenty of parking. You can reach them at perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. Change your smile, change your life. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't mind Howie. He's just jealous he doesn't get as many days off as a Massachusetts state employee.
But you don't think me ill used if I pay a day's wages for no work, do you? Hmm?
'Tis only once a year, sir. It's a poor excuse for picking a man's pocket every 25th of December.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this. He doesn't pay any heed to climate change doomsday predictions.
Why is it you liberals, no matter what subject you're talking about, you always get around to that? You guys got more ways for the world to end than a dog's got fleas.
Howie Carr is back.
Officer Mark says the reviews are in. As usual, Grace commands the scene. Keeps up with those Tito's pre-broadcast shots. Howie improved immensely. That's the best Archie Bunker impression I've ever heard. I've also been compared favorably or maybe unfavorably to Leo Gorsi. He, of course, is Slip Mahoney of the Bowery Boys. He was an inspiration to me in my childhood, Slip Mahoney. Some people were influenced by Hunts Hall, the other star of the Bowery Boys. Horace DeBusey Jones, but I was a Leo Gorsi guy. 844-500-4242. I want to play some more of this jive from Jack Dorsey. Now that we know even more about the way Twitter was censoring everybody, that they were taking down people like Dan Bongino and Charlie Kirk but he went before Congress, and he's under oath, and he's reading. This isn't like he got trapped into something or he couldn't remember, like they did with Roger Stone asking him, you know, who did you send an email on a date, 18 months ago, and then you committed perjury. This is his opening statement to Congress. So he prepared this, or someone prepared it for him, and this is what he had to say, and none of it is true. Even the ands and the these are lies, as used to be said of Lillian Hellman's statements. Cut 25.
Twitter will always default to open and free exchange. A default to free expression left unchecked can generate risks and dangers for people. It's important Twitter distinguishes between people's opinions and their behaviors and disarms behavior intending to silence another person or adversely interfere with their universal human rights. We build our policies and rules with a principle of impartiality, objective criteria, rather than on the basis of bias, prejudice, or preferring the benefit to one person over another for improper reasons.
One man's opinion, Jack, is another man's fact. And, you weren't allowing people with facts that disagreed with your opinions to go on your site. And if it was embarrassing to Democrats, it wasn't allowed. I've told you, I got the only time I ever got censored was when I tried to put an FBI report about Nancy Pelosi's father on the site. I mean, I just took the actual FBI report that was on the record from 1960 saying he was all mobbed up with LC and La Cosa Nostra people in Baltimore. And they didn't allow it. It was a fact. It was an FBI report. But it hurt their hero, if you don't want to put a sexist point on it, Nancy Pelosi. They wouldn't allow it. Cut 27.
Impartiality is our guiding principle.
Right.
Let me explain why.
Oh, sure.
We believe many people use Twitter as a digital public square. They gather from all around the world to see what's happening and have a conversation about what they see.
It's a public square, all right, under Jack Dorsey. The square's name was Tenement Square. I'm Howie Carr.